Pete Anderson got his first taste of blues and country at an early age. First, listening to his father's record collection, and then seeing Elvis Presley on national television. Pete says his return to playing blues was only natural, since he grew up in a city known for its musical legacy.
Growing up in Detroit, when I did, was a great opportunity because the music wasn't segregated or segmented in any way. You know, folk blues existed with Delta blues, existed with field hollers, existed with Bobby Bland. So I really listened and lived in a wide spectrum of music. In making this record, I sort of wanted to make sure that I represented kind of what I do and how I do it. You know, I listened to a lot of Chicago blues growing up, saw a lot of those guys. So I kind of wanted to represent everything on the record that I felt part of what I do the best.
Pete's versatility as a producer, arranger, and musician was just what Dwight Yoakam was looking for when the pair joined forces in 1984. Their partnership lasted for nearly two decades and included best-selling albums and sold-out world tours. Looking back at their days as struggling musicians on the Los Angeles club circuit, Pete says it was pure chemistry that first brought them together.
My motive was to play guitar. His was to write songs and sing. So we were a perfect match, and the songs were definitely a vehicle. So if Dwight felt down about something, I was there to say, no, that's not right. These are great songs. We got to step this up. Don't worry about it. The material is terrific. So two of us having the same dream and the same confidence, I think, was, in retrospect, was pretty powerful.
Pete's solo career continues to climb with Even Things Up, produced on his own label, Little Dog Records. The deluxe edition includes two live tracks and an original tune titled Still in Love, featuring Nashville vocalist Becca Bramlett. I'm Doug Levine.
All been falling.